Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and trouble.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Connie Sertucci. She's Executive Vice President with Sage, the Small Business Division of Sage, sage.com, S-A-G-E.com. Connie, tell us about Sage and what you guys are up to these days.
Yeah, sure. So Sage is a global supplier of business management software and services to small and medium-sized businesses. We've got accounting solutions, ERP solutions, payroll, HR, and a number of other adjacent services. So we're all about helping small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, be successful.
The very first software we bought when we started our business, and it got big enough where we needed something like that, which was many years ago, was Sage.
Right, right.
Yep, yeah, it was great stuff. Connie, you've got your research that you always bring us great stuff. We're still talking about the state of the startup, and you got a little bit more to tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. So this research, and you and your readers will see when you go look at it, it's just extremely data-rich, and I'm just scratching the surface. But I think what I'll do is just skip to really what we saw as some of the recommendations from Sage coming out of the research as to, what are the best practices, and if you're thinking about starting a startup or you're beginning that process, and best practices to keep in mind. The first one was around really, if you don't have experience, don't let that stop you. Like I said, the majority of these founders mm-hmm. didn't have experience, nor did their parents have experience in starting startups. So if you don't have experience, don't let that stop you, but surround yourself with people who can help. The second one is don't wing it. Have a plan. Have a business plan. Do the market research mm-hmm. and understand what's out there. The third one is very
simple.
That's
how you overcome not having experience, Connie.
Because
absolutely. When you have a plan, you by definition, your plan is going to require you to ask questions. And when you ask questions, you'll find out things that you didn't know, and you'll say, whoa, I'm glad somebody told me about that.
Absolutely, as well as the next one around hiring a trusted advisor. Getting somebody on board with you, whether it's an accountant, whether it's a mentor, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, having somebody to help you.
Lots of people out there. You got the Small Business Development Centers. You got SCORE. You got a lot of different folks out there. Those are free services.
Right.
A lot of different people can help you. They got consultants. You guys have got a lot of people in your organization who sell your products that can be advisors to these folks. Go ahead. What's next?
No, well, you just said it. It was network. It's attending events.
Yeah.
Attending events, workshops. It's not only the what I consider kind of the traditional networking, though, but it's also improving your online network. Your online network around LinkedIn, around connecting with your customers, your market online, that type of thing. And then the final one, which kind of gets to the passion behind all of it, is mm-hmm. forge your own path. Break the rules sometimes if you have to. Take the road less traveled. Forge your own path. And just let that passion carry you through.
Well, the other thing about that, though, that you have to say about forging your own path, sometimes that path comes with mistakes and it can be expensive. So as you forge it, risk as much as you can afford to risk on that new on those new steps.
That's a very good point.
Because I've done a lot of things nobody else has done, and I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do. But sometimes it cost me some money, and sometimes it was ugly, and sometimes it turned out the right way. But that's what entrepreneurs do, isn't it, Connie?
That's true. That is exactly what entrepreneurs do, and it's about taking calculated risk, but then also staying very, very close to your business, managing it, having a plan, managing your cost, being very pragmatic at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, startups today don't look anything like startups 25, 30 years ago. The technology has changed everything. It's made it where you can have so much power at your fingertips because of the technology, because of programs like the kind that you guys create for helping people manage their financial information, Connie, and other resources that you have. So many companies out there that are making technology available. The internet, look how that's changed startups. It's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, it's exciting. It allows them to compete with big guys, which
that's
is
exactly
as long
right.
as they know how to use it.
That's right. Hey, Connie, sage.com, right? That's how they can find the survey.
That's right.
Then all that this information will be up on the website next week. I'll be making it available on from our site to link over to that site. Connie, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Great. Thank you for having me, Jim.
Connie Certucci, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Connie joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.